Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name. Your name.
And welcome to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. I'm Bob Ginsberg, and with me tonight are Laura Lynn Jackson and Fran Ginsberg. Tom and Melissa will be back on our regular gathering show next month. One of the things we're going to be talking about tonight, among other things, are we capable of doing on our own what mediums can do? If you have a question or a comment or a story that you'd like to share with us tonight, the number here is 1-888-627-6008. I will mention that Laura Lynn will not be doing readings tonight. This is a purely discussion show. So if you had a general question, fine, by all means, call in. Tonight's show is sponsored by the Comlock Center, and they can be found on the web at comlock.com. Before we get rolling, Fran, just bring us up to date on what's happening.
I'll be happy to. We want to always remind our listeners to check the events page on our website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org. for all the latest events and happenings. And coming up free this month of March, we have our Miami, Florida Afterlife Discussion Group. We'll meet on Saturday, March 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. And our Brookline, Massachusetts Afterlife Discussion Group will meet on Sunday, March 15th. And our Visionary Explorers Group will not be meeting in March. They will resume their meetings on April 11th. On July 10th through 12th, we will hold our annual Summer Grief Transformation Retreat Weekend, Love Knows No Death, in Chester, Connecticut. Spend a meaningful weekend with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums, Joseph Scheel, Kim Russo, and Joe Peretta, along with our key facilitator, Dr. Mo Hanna. Plan to take part in this phenomenal experience where you will learn that the mystery of death is not a mystery at all, but a doorway to another chapter of continuing life. It is easy to get to by train, plane, or automobile. Our Holiday of the Earth Raffle 2020 is up and running on our website. You could be one of the five winners of medium readings with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums Renee Buck, Neil Zapowski, Eliza Ray, Catherine Nadal, and Tracy Lee Nash. And of course, that drawing will take place on Earth Day and is only $5 to enter. Our next webinar is scheduled for March 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern and will contain an important message for all who attend. Urgent message, Can You Hear Us Now?, will be presented by Dr. Betty Kovach, working along with Forever Family Foundation certified medium Janet Mayer. This is not to be missed, and we have special codes for our listeners tonight. If you're a non-member listening, use the code BETTY2020 for a half-price seat, and members use JANET2020 for a free seat. Also, mark your calendar for November 13th through 15th and plan to join us in Fort Myers, Florida for our biennial Afterlife and Mediumship Convention. And please help us keep all of our programs going by visiting our website and clicking on the donation button. It's on every single page. Because of the work we do not receive the grants and funding that all other traditional not-for-profits enjoy. You can also help us pay our bills by participating in iGive.com, Amazon.com, Amazon Smile, and great nonprofits. And follow us on our YouTube channel for great stories and videos at youtube.com/afterlifeeducation. Back to you, Bob.
Well, that's the end of our show. And for those of you who are not familiar with Laura Lynn, Laura Lynn Jackson is a gifted medium. She's been certified with Forever Family Foundation since 2005 and sits on our medium advisory board. She has a private practice in New York and is also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. She's been practicing mediumship professionally for more than 20 years, continues to seek ways to heal the bereaved through spirit connections. and her evidential and compassionate style has earned her a wonderful reputation over the years. She's been featured on many mainstream TV shows, in many popular publications, and she's the author of two books. The first book, which was a bestseller, The Light Between Us, and her newest book, Signs, The Secret Language of the Universe, and her website is lauralynnjackson.com. Laura, it's a pleasure having you with us tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to join you.
Yeah, you know, a good place to start, I mean, I mentioned your current book, Signs, The Secret Language of the Universe. When it comes to signs and communications, it seems to me that it has to be a prerequisite that you have some sort of a belief that signs and communications are possible. Otherwise, you'll never recognize them. I mean, is that true? You need a foundation of belief before you receive a sign?
Well, I think that's a really interesting point that you're making. I can tell you that our loved ones on the other side are trying to send us signs and messages, even if we don't have a foundation of belief. What they will do is they'll do anything to get our attention. And then what they'll do is they'll try to lead us to people or discussions or ideas or sometimes books that will explore this concept or bring it to the forefront of our understanding so that we then begin to recognize signs and messages. So it's kind of neat how they can even guide us to others in the here and now to get us to understand that and to start opening our minds and hearts to that language that they're always sending.
Yeah, a question that people ask us a lot, and I don't know the answer to it, so I'll ask you, but what do you think is the mechanism, the process by which those in the spirit realm can affect physical matter, in the material world? So in other words, how do they make a butterfly land on your shoulder at a synchronistic time? Or how do they make a coin appear with a specific date? What's your theory about that?
I love thinking about that, right? Because it's magical how it happens. And they must have such an unbelievable view of the energy grids that exist in the here and now that they're able to finesse that or maneuver it or kind of make things happen at a certain time. You know, the other side has told me that most of us only see 15% of the energy around us at all times, which means 85% of the energy of the connections of this massive fabric and grid of energy that we're all part of are happening to the unseen eye. I think when we leave our physical bodies and we're back to just pure consciousness and energy, it's very easy for us to perceive what we couldn't perceive when we were stuck in these physical bodies with only these little, you know, eyes that could see in one direction and so forth.
Let me ask you, pivot to the mediumship. Let's go to the skeptics. You know, the skeptics will say what mediums do is they're extracting information from a zero point field or an information field or the Akashic records, and they're really not communicating with the dead. How do you answer that?
You know, I think it's a great point skeptics have. You know, the real argument there, and it's an ongoing argument, is psi theory versus the survival of consciousness outside of bodily death. And it's a very legitimate thing to explore. Could it be that mediums are just really reaching into kind of this ether of information that we can access, and whoever, you know, died is actually dead and there is no consciousness? You know, it's something that's very debatable. As a medium, I can tell you the experience of reading energy psychically, which is fundamentally reading the energy trail that's there or reaching into that kind of auric field, if you will, is a very different experience for me than receiving information mediumistically. For me, doing that, you know, retrieving things psychically, it's a retrieval. It's me reaching out and doing that. Mediumship is more just sitting back and receiving the information. And I think that's maybe a hard thing to explain to a skeptic. What I love doing is I love working with scientists. I'm like, study my brain. Let's take a look at what I look like, my brain looks like when I am doing a psychic reading versus a mediumship reading. And what happens is my brain looks very different with the two. You know, I think this is something that mainstream science does need to explore more, because I think there is a truth here that is not being understood. I think ultimately the quantum physicists will kind of solve this puzzle and be able to prove the existence of consciousness outside of bodily death, and that people who are getting signs and messages, they don't even need to be professional mediums, but people who are having these moments of connection, they're very real. And, you know, I think that they're also very powerful tools of healing when you're on your grief path, and of just ongoing support, love, and connection with this kind of team of light on the other side. So personally, my own experiences, and that's what I can speak to, they're completely different feelings for me. I know that when I'm receiving information mediumistically, I'm connecting with the personality of someone. They'll say things through me that I don't know the answer to, the sitter doesn't know the answer to, and they have to actually go check up on, or they might bring through information that hasn't even happened yet. So it's interesting to explore the idea, but to me, they're very different.
Yeah, and you make a great point, because I always thought that it's a great argument against the theory that you're extracting information, because it's one thing to extract a piece of data, it's another thing to extract a personality. How would you do that? You know, so, I mean, to me, it's a strong argument that mediumship is taking place. All right, let's go to a short break. We come back, we'll be able to take more calls. We are proud that we're talking with Laurelyn Jackson tonight, and her newest book is The Signs, The Secret Language of the Universe. So stay with us. Be back in a few minutes.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed gems developed by the parents of a young man who passed away are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. And I'm joined by Laura Lynn Jackson and Fran Ginsberg. And we're talking about signs and communications and mediumship and Laura's new book, Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe. Before we get rolling again, did we want to go to a caller?
We have Elizabeth on line one. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. Do you have a question or something you'd like to share?
I had a couple. You hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I had a couple of questions. I had something happen to me, and I wanted to know what I'm going to explain. Is that a sign of being sensitive? I had a premonition as I was awake of a death in the family. And in my mind, I'm going through a burial, and then it happened maybe a couple of weeks later. I'm here.
Yeah. Your question is whether or not that falls under the classification of a sign, having a premonition, Laura?
And then it happens.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Elizabeth. That's a wonderful question. And I've had similar experiences. I think what that really is, you know, we're all interconnected to each other's energy. And people that we love in the here and now, our souls are connected to that person's souls. And I think what happened for you is your soul sense that that other person's soul was going to go on a journey to the other side. And so that premonition was a knowing. I think when that happens, it's to help us prepare or help us understand that there's always a path for each person's soul here. And I think that there is a certain final doorway to the other side that each of us has to take. So there's a set time when our soul is going to cross. I think it's actually beautiful that you were able to pick up on that, because really that's all about love and connection and understanding. I could see how it might be a little frightening or overwhelming to have a premonition like that and have it come true. I hope you know that it doesn't anything negative about you. It just means that your energy is very open to other people's energy. So you were able to sense that that person's soul was going to go on that journey.
And then a little afterwards, I had something also happen to me where I saw like a shadow of light go before me and all these little like diamond and shimmers. And it happened to me in the morning.
When that happened, did you have a sense of anything? Like, did you feel any different energy? Did you have a sense, oh, that was this person's energy around?
I felt joy and like a breeze, a cool breeze.
So it was a comforting, beautiful experience for you.
Yes, it was beautiful. I thought it was my daughter.
See, that's wonderful. The one thing that, you know, when people cross and they leave their physical bodies, they always want us to know that they're doing great. They're still present in our lives. They love us so much. And a lot of times they will help us understand that by giving us these beautiful moments of connection, like the one you just described. That's a really wonderful gift. And I think the best thing and the highest thing we can do when we have those moments of connection is to honor them by first thanking our loved one. And I think you had a sense right away of who it was. So thanking your loved one and then sharing that story with others, which you're doing right now on the radio. That's a beautiful way to honor that love and that connection.
And so, thank you.
I love your books and they have helped me a lot.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for calling. before you want to take another call right now?
Sure. Okay. You want to go to another one?
Yeah, and then we'll continue.
Okay, let's take Natalie. She's on line two. Natalie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, guys. Good evening. Thank you so much for having me. I just want to say thank you so much to Laura. I lost my soulmate in 2018, and I've listened to both of her audiobooks, and she opened up my world to what mediumship actually is. This is something I never explored up until I went through this, and I was kind of lost. I lost my career. I lost a lot of things, and I couldn't seem to find my way. And once I listened to her books, she mentioned the Forever Family Foundation in, I don't remember if it was the first or second book, but it led me to investigate a little further. And unfortunately, you know, I know Laura's booked completely, so I couldn't get her to give me a reading, but it led me to an app where I was able to contact the medium. And what I could, the healing I couldn't do in a year and a half, I was able to do in a 10-minute conversation with a medium who reached out to my soulmate for me. And I do firmly believe this is not just, you know, a retelling. This is his active consciousness, because I didn't give her any information, and she actually responded with his personality, what he would say, and with even events that occurred after he had already passed, that he wouldn't have been able to, he's here somehow. But I just, so I believe it now because of that. And I'm able to live life again. I'm able to breathe again. And I want to thank you, Laura, because I found out about Forever Family and about mediumship through you. So thank you. And I've already signed up for the Grief Transformation Retreat, so I'll be meeting you guys in July as well.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, thanks. Thank you for your comments. Laura, thanks you.
And we look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Natalie. Have a good evening. Laura, in your book, one of the things you talk about is how we should create our own language. So that's something that you can teach people. I mean, you can teach people to receive and to recognize, you know, signs of communications. I mean, what are some of the ways that we can do that?
Yeah, you know, I think that mediumship readings can be an incredibly healing part of a grief journey, but your loved ones want to talk directly to you. They don't want to really talk through us. And I think opening your minds and hearts to the connection each one of us can have can be profoundly healing on a daily basis. And so the very first step is just declaring that you're open and you're ready to start receiving signs and messages. And then I always say you should pick specific things. So your loved ones have been trying to get through to you from the moment they cross. So I always talk about default signs that they've probably already sent. Default signs are things like putting coins in your path. Specifically, there might be a certain date on a coin or a year that was important. So pennies, dimes, and nickels, that sort of thing. They love to mess with our electrical devices. So pay attention to, you know, odd calls on your cell phone on certain dates. Or sometimes if you're texting someone, the words change to something else. Weird, you know, interesting, beautiful moments can happen that way. And then they always like to send us creatures. And I've noticed that they like to use creatures that navigate the world using electromagnetic fields, like birds, butterflies, dragonflies, deer, a whole myriad of them. But they love it even more when we give them a challenge, when we start creating a language with them. And so you can say to your loved ones on the other side, I want to know this is real. I want to know you can hear me. Please send me. And pick something, and you can pick a bunch of things. I always tell people, pick a song, pick a phrase, pick a number sequence, and then pick a creature, but make it a little challenging. Don't just pick an elephant, pick a purple elephant. Don't just pick, you know, a dolphin, pick a pink dolphin, or combine things, because you'll get them in the most unbelievably profound ways. And this works. You know, one of the things that I love since my book Science came out, which is all about learning how to do this on your own, not needing anyone else, is the feedback I'm getting from people who have tried this and instantly had it work for them. Yesterday, I received a message on Instagram from a woman who said, I can't believe this. I just read Signs. So I said to my team of light on the other side, okay, I want you to send me oranges and peaches. She said, 2 hours later, her husband came home. She hadn't spoken to him at all. And he brought in some groceries, very few groceries, but he had purchased a whole big thing of oranges and peaches. And that was within 2 hours of asking for her sign. So this really does work. You know, I love telling people, don't believe me, go and test it. Because it's such an amazing feeling when you have those moments of connection and you have that knowing that your loved ones are right there with you still, and that that love and connection is still really strong and still really present in your world.
So when you requesting a sign is important. I mean, you know, to actively taking a role, but you can't force it, right? I mean, it's sort of like thinking about it and then letting it go.
Right. Like if you pick oranges and peaches, you're not then going to get in your car, go to the produce section and like shimmy by all the fruits and be like, there they are. You should trust that the other side's going to bring it to you. And that said, too, I think our loved ones like to also establish their own signs, sometimes things they were known for or things that they liked. So it's a two-way street. They'll be establishing and sending signs and messages, and you'll be asking for ones that they can send back.
Okay, that's good. Let's go to another call.
Okay, we have Kathy from Pennsylvania online. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Laura. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Kathy.
Did you have a question for Laura?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I've read both books, and they're wonderful, and thank you, because they've been very helpful. and I... elephant, and I did get one, and it was something that came through on Facebook like the very next day. So that was pretty great.
I love that they like to use electronics and our Facebook feeds and also Instagram and all of that to get our messages to us.
Yes, I get a lot of songs on the radio, you know, things like that. What I wanted to ask was I had read somewhere that when you give in a dream that you are actually going to their realm, they are not coming to your realm. And so I wanted to say if that is true, how is there something that you do before you go to sleep to help that along, or is that not even accurate?
You know, I think that's really interesting what you're bringing up. When we sleep, our frontal lobes of our brain silence for the first time all day. And that allows our spirit to kind of be free from our physical bodies in that sense. What I've come to understand is they do visit us, and it's almost like an in-between place. I don't think we're necessarily going to the other side in terms of heaven or so forth, but we're just about getting there. It's almost like the waiting room right in between, and they can create any experience they want for us there, where it's our soul connecting with their soul. So I think there's great legitimacy in that. And I think visitation dreams are beautiful and healing. They have told me on the other side that it's a little tricky to finesse. So if there's a listener out there who's saying, but I've been asking for my dad on the other side to visit me for 10 years and I haven't had a dream yet, it's not that he's not trying. Just stay open to the experience. You never know when it's going to happen. But it is really a beautiful experience of connection when it does happen.
Well, thank you for your question.
Yeah.
Have a good evening, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, we once did a survey. I wanted to run this by you and see your thoughts. And we asked people if they would rather receive a direct communication from their loved one or to get a communication through a medium. And more people, much to my surprise, said that they would rather get the message through a medium than get it directly. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm going to tell you exactly what that is. So when we get our own direct communication, signs, messages, knowing, connection with our loved ones on the other side, there is a wrestling match that goes on in our brains between that frontal lobe that meditation teachers call the monkey mind and the other parts of our brain that receive that or have that connection, which is much more the spiritual mind. So we have a spiritual experience. Our monkey mind attacks it, tries to negate it, tries to logic it out, tries to reject it. When people go to a medium, I think it takes away that wrestling match because they don't say to themselves, am I trying to make this connection fit? Could this just be a coincidence? If they're going to a medium who knows absolutely nothing about them or who they have on the other side, and then that medium opens and brings through messages, they're like, okay, I get that. There's no way that that medium could be trying to, you know, make me feel better by just saying that, because there's no way that person could know that. Whereas when we get our own direct signs, you know, it's funny. It's like, okay, was that really a sign? Send me another sign. So no, that was this sign. You know, we second guess it. And I think if we're able to trust it more, I think the answer is people would be saying is, no, I'd rather have my own direct experience. It's just that trust issue is a problem for a lot of people, to trust that they've received their own sign. I think they also think that, oh, you must have to be a professional to be able to communicate. You must have to be a, you know, professional medium out there. And that is just not true. You know, I have so many stories of where individuals even delivered a message for a friend without realizing it. You've probably delivered messages, and we're all mediums. We don't realize it. We're all in a state of connection. So I think it's just a matter of trusting when we have our own direct experiences more.
I think you're absolutely right, because when we started to question people, that came up time and time again. They didn't trust the information that they were getting, thought they were imagining it. Whereas it came through a third party, a professional, then they could trust it. So I think you're exactly right with that. You know, even research today has shown that connections through mediumship readings can be a positive force in the grieving process. Do you sometimes think that when you're doing a reading for somebody and you're connecting, that you're providing therapy of some sort, even though you're not acting as a therapist? I mean, could that be an effective form of grief therapy?
Well, I think having a mediumship reading is incredibly healing, because I feel that go through me when I do readings. What I'll say is, it's never about me at all. I'm really like the third party. I'm like the telephone that's attached to that. But the greatest gift for me is to feel the love that goes through me and the healing messages that are being delivered through maybe my voice, but really from the other side. I am always reading energy. So I can go into a room if I'm doing gallery readings and feel kind of this tight energy. And then as messages come through, feel like that expansion and that connection and that healing that everybody's having. If I'm doing an individual reading, I'll initially, you know, dive into the person's energy. And then as I open up the mediumship part and it comes through me, I will feel that person's energy change and heal. There is definitely healing energy that goes through me in some ways. And that to me is a humbling experience. It's always a true honor anytime I ever connect with anybody or I have been put in the role to do a reading for someone, because I truly believe too that all readings are arranged by the other side. We may think we arrange it, but we don't. It's the other side choosing and finding somebody and delivering those messages.
Okay, do we have time for another call before a break?
Sure, let's try this. We have Angela from Pennsylvania on line one. Angela, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, Angela. Did you have a question or something you wanted to share?
I do. I do have a question. I feel like that I can connect with some of like family members and I get some signs from them, but I have one grandmother that I try to connect with and I never seem to get the sign. It just doesn't happen. And I wanted to know, does that sometimes happen where you just don't get one? I just keep trying and trying, and it's just not happening. And I don't know what to do. Cause I get signs from everyone else.
Well, I love this question, Angela, and I'm going to give you a little prescription here, how we can get your grandmother to come through. You can kind of change the delivery system by saying this: look, grandma, I want to hear from you. I don't know if you've been sending signs and I've just been missing them, but what I need you to do is I need you to directly deliver the sign through somebody saying it to me. So let's say you were to choose, you know, a blue rhinoceros with pink polka dots, or, you know, the word love, the phrase love you more, whatever it might be, you would then say to her, it has to come through another person, either giving me a picture of that rhinoceros or saying that phrase to me, so that you can't possibly miss it. Because sometimes it is actually that one person on the other side is a more subtle or quiet communicator, and we miss the signs. And then we think, well, they're not listening to me. So if we give them an assignment where they have to actually physically have someone hand it to us or speak it directly to us, that can really help you recognize and help the person on the other side communicate.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love your books too, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody likes your books, Laura.
I'm so honored. I always feel like when anybody reads my book, it's like our energy really does connect, you know, on this grand grid of light and energy, like our souls know each other then.
Right. All right, so we're going to go to our last break, so stay with us. We'll be back in a few and have more discussion with Laura Lynn Jackson, the book Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe. Stay with us.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Am I Psychic is a mobile app designed using statistics, science, and parapsychological protocols to test psychic ability using fun games. Each game has two unique modes. In psychokinesis mode, influence the game using mind over matter ability. In extrasensory perception mode, guess which random option will be chosen. Am I Psychic can store your results in an anonymous database used to eventually publish in academic journals. Available on the App Store and Google Play. Go to ampsychicapp.com and be a part of proving psychic phenomena to the world. Some profits will be donated to the Ryan Research Center.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
asked this question a lot. You know, people say, can you turn off, you know, spirit communication? You know, are you always on? And I know that most mediums reply that they can shut down by various methods. However, I recall being in a social situation with you where you were clearly not working, and then all of a sudden something got through. So I mean,
looking at that social situation?
I'm not talking about that. But can you ever really truly turn it off, like totally shut down and block it?
Yes, I can. For me, mediumship is exhausting. It's, you know, it's kind of like running a 5K if I'm doing a long session and I need to kind of bring my energy back down and ground myself and shut that off. For me, it feels like I slam a bank vault door shut. However, I put my spirit guides in charge of being my spiritual bouncers on the other side. So they know to keep my door shut unless I am actively doing a reading. But there's also, you know, that red rope VIP line where if it's in the highest interest and they know that there's some reason that somebody should be let through, I have had experiences where I'm not purposefully reading. I'm not trying. And someone will blast through those ropes and be let in. When that happens, I'm very respectful of it because I know that means my guides let them through. That means I'm supposed to deliver that message. And that's okay. That's part of my agreement with the other side. But for the most part, I do keep it shut, or I wouldn't be able to go grocery shopping. I'd be following some woman down the lane saying I have her Uncle Bob with a message. You know, that's never right to do. I'd be bombarded. So, you know, I'm very respectful of the ability I have to connect, and I try to be very professional and very and honor it in the right ways. So for me, yes, for the most part, I can keep it shut.
Okay. So a lot of people, we talk about signs and coincidences, you know, and they'll say, well, these aren't really signs, you know, they don't have any meaning, you know, they're just coincidences. You hear that from the mainstream, you know, public often. And I mean, the way I think about it, it's a true sign of communication has an attached emotion to it or a knowing, like you feel that it's true, that it's important, that, you know, that it's real. Am I off base here? Is that how you recognize the sign?
What you're really talking about is feeling the energy that comes along with the sign. As I said before, so many of us aren't able to perceive energy around us, all the energy that's there, but at times we can. Like the caller who just called in before and said, you know, I had this amazing experience where I saw this light and I felt this and I felt it was my daughter. It comes with a feeling or a knowing, and that's called claircognizance, this like knowing within yourself where it's coming from, who it is, what's going on. Other people describe it like it's almost like the event or the sign gets almost like highlighted energetically, or the volume goes up on it somehow. So it's just, there's this extra energy that goes with it. You know, I think when it happens to us, there's no denying it. It's not, you know, just this coincidence we can dismiss. But I tell people, by all means, if you think it's a coincidence, go ahead and ask for another one, because you're going to get it at some point. The percentages in math are going to become overwhelming that these can no longer all be coincidences.
Right. Here you go. Let's go to another caller.
Okay. We have Sandra from New York on line two. Sandra, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Hi, everyone. And thank you for allowing me to have this question in this moment. I just wanted to say thank you so much, Laura. You have, I'll get emotional, but you have changed the course of my grieving in many ways. Just your books, I kind of found them serendipitously last summer, and it's changed me in some really positive and profound ways. So I thank you profusely for that.
So glad those books found you.
Say that again. I didn't hear.
I said I'm so honored to have that connection with you, and I'm so thankful
thank
that
you.
I feel like those books found you. You know, a lot of times our loved ones on the other side.
They did. Yes. They did, and I've shared them with, you know, people in my circle because they are just so meaningful to me, and so much has come from that. But There's a piece of writing actually that came from that, from you and your books. And I'm wondering if there's a way that it's very short, and if there's a way that I could send it to you. This, I guess this isn't really a question. This is a different kind of a question. If I can't, that's, I totally understand, respect that. I know you are like totally overextended, I'm sure. But something has just made me, I didn't even know this was happening tonight. I actually wrote this today and then found out that you were going to be on this station somehow. You know, anyway, it's,
you know, a great way to reach me is if you're on Instagram, you can message me.
I'm not on, I don't do social media. I'm only on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the only, my only social media outlet.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
Maybe Fran and Bob can be the intermediaries between delivering.
Oh, sure. Like, even if I can send it to the Forever Family. Yeah.
Sure.
Yes. Send it to radio at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and we'll get it on to Laura.
Thank you.
Okay. You said radio.
Radio.
Foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Right.
.org. Perfect. Radio at Forever Family. I don't have my glasses. Okay, perfect. Okay. I will do that. I really appreciate your time. And again, I appreciate your books and you so very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Have a good evening. What do you mean when you talk in your book about we need to have a willingness to surrender?
Oh, that's the hardest thing to do, isn't it? You know, I think it's the sense of trusting in a plan that is beyond anything that we can dream up. You know, what I've learned is that nobody's life is lived just, you know, individually. And a lot of times we try and measure our own lives, our own experiences. Is this a success or a failure based on our own like little myopic views of what our life has been? And, you know, when we cross to the other side and we do a life review, we get to see all the cords of connection, how we've affected others, how we were part of this amazing fabric of life and energy and love and kindness and forgiveness and all those things that are our true currency. So I think, you know, trusting in this higher power that is guiding us, guiding our paths, intertwining our paths, and surrendering to that trust and that knowing can change your life in fundamental ways and beautiful ways. It's just hard to do because most of us like control.
That's right. You know, we often counsel people with the foundation that, yes, an evidential mediumship reading can be life-changing and have positive effects, but sometimes the after effects don't last if they don't have a firm foundation of belief. And that foundation can be built by learning about the evidence or by personal experiences. Do you agree with that?
No, I absolutely agree with that. You know, I think if you end up having a mediumship session, I do think that you're probably divinely guided to that, right? But that's really just a catalyst for a conversation for you to have with your team of light on the other side and your loved ones on the other side. That's the purpose of it. It's to introduce you to the fact like, hey, you guys can talk. You don't need me. And I think staying open to that and receiving your own signs and messages, but also seeing like the beautiful role you're playing in the here and now, not only in maybe the people, you know, in your family's lives, but in the other people you meet, what you're teaching by example. Life becomes so much more multifaceted and meaningful and powerful when you open to this idea and you trust it and you stay open to it really on a daily basis.
You know, I remember back, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, I mean, we met you in 2005 when you went through the medium certification. And you wrote about it, I think, in your first book. But we may have even, you know, discussed this before, but you mentioned that you questioned your own abilities, especially, you know, at the beginning. So did you ever stop questioning? Do you still question to this day? Well, when did you stop?
That's such a great question. I think that brings us full circle back to the trust, right? Do we trust what we're getting? I can say I've never stopped exploring. That's why I love to, like, you know, sign me up for whatever science experiment you want to do with me. I'd love to know the mechanisms of how this works, but I fully trust in it. I mean, the beautiful thing for me is walking through life with this knowledge, with this absolute belief and knowing that consciousness survives outside of bodily death because of what I've witnessed, because of what's come through me, because of other people's experiences that I've been, you know, blessed to see and be part of. And so I guess I'm no longer questioning in that sense, but I am questioning how can this ability be brought more mainstream so that other people can have this knowing too, because it does change how you live. Even if you're going through a difficult period in your here and now life, you start to see it in a new way. You start to see silver linings and connections appear that you wouldn't have otherwise seen if you are open energetically and if you understand that your life has more meaning than you can fathom.
Yeah, and you know, it goes back to something that you said at the beginning. I know, like in my personal case, 18 years ago, I didn't believe in any of this. There were powerful signs that Fran was getting, and they were happening all around me, really profound stuff. But in my frame of reference, there was no way to assimilate that. Because for all intents and purposes, it didn't exist because I didn't have the foundation of belief. And that's why I asked you that question before. So I think for so many, I mean, you used to get so frustrated, right? Like, what's it going to take?
Yeah, we go for some very long walks and very intense conversations about it. But you came around.
Yeah, well, we took different paths. But
all paths lead to the same place.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. We don't look like souls taught each other and how you did that. That's pretty magical.
Yeah.
Not like what you're doing in the world for people. I mean, amazing.
I know we don't have a lot of time left, and this is a terrible question to ask you at the end, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Everybody's always asking about what role free will plays. You know, are our lives scripted? Or, you know, and so I guess the question would be, we have free will here, and we have free will there too, right? In the afterlife realm. So there's you could give somebody a piece of psychic information, but there may be many forks in the road, right? I mean, so people should not totally rely on any piece of psychic information because it could change by free will.
I agree with that. What the other side has taught me is that free will is more powerful than anything. It kind of trumps everything. And when I got that download and got that knowing, I was like, wow, that's really fantastic and really terrifying at the same time, because we each have the power to shift not only our own paths and our own journeys, but affect and shift the paths and journeys of other people. So the currency we always want to stay with is love, kindness, and forgiveness, and gratitude. And what we each need to do on our own paths and our own journeys is find the gifts we came here with, because everybody comes with different gifts, honor them, and share them with others, because then each of us is becoming the highest version of ourselves in the here and now. And when we do that, we help lift other people up. And so that is my sense of, like, choose your free will to make really beautiful choices on your path and to help others on theirs, because it does have a profound ripple effect and it really does matter.
What a great note to end on.
That's a perfect note to end on. Thank you. That was beautiful. So thank you very much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate
it. Thanks for letting me part of this tonight.
Again, at Laura Lynn Jackson, her book is Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe. And if you don't know who she is, why not?
Now you do.
Now you do. Okay. Thanks again, Laura. We really appreciate that.
Okay. We now ask our listeners to please join us in our global peace prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from those participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind. Now let us, as one consciousness, give our energy of loving thought by praying like this: to love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And now it's time to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.